All as I alone predicted. Okay. When you have Pete Santilli on your network, a known fink, then you must be a fink. Because Santilli had, years ago, most people forget this, I forget his name. He was some Jewish sheriff that lost the election. And so he was just this dude. But he later admitted to being an FBI informant on the alternative media. Think it was like Chief Kessler or something. I can't exactly remember. It was a hardcore a Zionist Jew, and that should have been just a giveaway that you don't trust them. But anyways, he was on Santilli's network. This is probably 8 years ago or 10 years. I forget how many years ago it was. And then it's not like he got busted. He came out and admitted it. On video, on a pretty well-known show, not on Santilli's show. So Santilli hosted an FBI informant on, people like the Maliher and all of those Bundys and anybody who was in the alternative media that might be military, have a background, could pose a threat. He was finking everybody off behind the scenes, and he admitted it. So now, then we move forward, and Santilli gets arrested, cops a plea, takes a felony conviction, and while the rest of the Bundy crew got off because the case was dismissed, but Santilli already took his plea. Fast forward to now, Santilli's on InfoWars Network, on Band.Video and so forth, and he's actually with Newsmax or something the other day. So Santilli has done very well for himself as a rat fink, as a convicted felon. And I go all the way back to this where I expose Santilli as an FBI informant, and the FBI immediately in the media said no. Okay. So, because they knew, they've been exposed by me. Anyways, it's all on record. I hate, it sounds like I'm bragging, I am. But when I saw that Santilli was on InfoWars, I was like, the gig is up. Jones is a fink. And now, today, CNN is coming out with one of the indicted in two cases, both the federal and state case, a Trump lawyer. On January 6th, running around with Alex Jones on the Capitol grounds and so forth, and on video. So this is a breaking story. CNN, others are covering it now, obviously, because they realize the magnitude of it. I've contacted Norm Pattiz to see if I can get a response from him on this, because it only breaks down two ways, as I alone have predicted. I'll just remind you. Number one, Alex Jones is a DOJ FBI informant. Or the other fork in the road direction is that there is an indictment on him, and it's going to be unsealed now because the genie's out of the bottle. You can't put this toothpaste back in the tube now. So there's going to be a rush to this. It can't be hanging out there for much longer, I would think. So, it'd be interesting to see how this plays out. So this is when prior to January 6th, Jones bragged that he was running this thing. He that and it later came out published in all mainstream media that Jones was paying to be on the platform on January 6th. That he Jones, of course, claimed falsely that he was financing the whole thing. Later it came out some lady was financing it, but she hooked into the whole thing with Jones. She was some heiress from a shopping center, or I don't know, some sort of, she's at some sort of a rich heiress. But Jones, prior to January 6th, was bragging that he's financing this thing, and the Secret Service told him that he would be leading the parade and everything. And then they would pick him up and move him to the front. And, it would be all the Alex Jones affair. None of that happened, of course. But Jones was on the grounds with the guy who's been arrested, who's an alleged criminal felon, and he's facing these charges in both the federal case with Jack Smith and in the state case with the in Georgia. So how does Alex Jones escape this? How can he be on video all over the January 6th Capitol grounds and so forth with a guy who has been arrested for this crime? I mean, how is Jones not arrested? Only way is that Jones is a fink, a rat fink. And so, you know, it's fucking, as I predicted, all I can say is it's shocking. You know, I amaze myself.